2 years ago, Boulder residents were alarmed at what looked like a sudden explosion of development cropping up on numerous corners in various parts of town. The result was an ordinance passed by council that placed a moratorium on taller buildings, a moratorium that was set to expire next month. Longtime resident Ann Fennerty says Boulder's beauty is largely due to the mountain backdrop that is compromised by taller buildings.
Boulder has a number of limits on it. We have the blue line, we have open space, and we have developed a beautiful city. But if we jam tall buildings in it, we are definitely losing a lot of the value for why people love to live here.
Nearly 50 years ago, in 1971, Boulder voters approved a charter amendment to cap building height at 55 feet. And a recent city survey showed that 70% of Boulderites want to keep it that way. The ordinance is credited in preserving Boulder's small town feel and mostly clear views of the Flatirons and foothills. That's part of the reason John DeJune moved to Boulder 2 years ago.
I'm a newcomer, but I was being in the Navy. I've traveled around the world. I've lived in 21 or 22 different cities. This city is by far special beyond compare. It's, as I was looking in the evening sky, I was just pondering really how magnificent it is. And contrasting that with my recent drives down Canyon near McGuckin's, where the Box Canyon is now being created by all the tall buildings and construction there. And I was shaking my head and I said, well, if this continues, then the Boulder as we know it right now, exactly today, disappears.
But Will Tor, speaking on behalf of the group Better Boulder, opposed extension of the moratorium. He says Boulder's commitment to providing more affordable housing needs to be in the equation when discussing height limitation on new development.
You know, fundamentally, I think that the biggest challenge that's facing the city of Boulder is housing. We don't have enough housing for the people who work here. Consequently, the housing prices are skyrocketing, and you can't solve housing problems without building more housing. And imposing a height moratorium on the vast majority of the community, I think it's kind of like tying one hand behind your back when it comes to trying to address those housing issues. If you own a home in Boulder, you may sort of recognize that there's a problem with affordable housing, but you don't feel it in your gut the way I think the renters in the community do.
Lisa Harris is one of those rare Boulder natives, but worries that people automatically think that means she's anti-growth.
I am a Boulder Community Hospital baby. Although, as I said, I've stopped saying that at council meetings because lately I think that they're actually holding that against me.
So are you saying that if you're a native, there's a thought that maybe you have some prejudice about how Boulder should look?
That's right. I think that there's an idea that if you're part of the people who were here before, that by definition you're against any growth or any change. And in fact, I think it's really important that we are carefully consider the way growth happens. And we've taken a lot of measures, various measures, from buying up open space to putting in an iconic three-story limit to protect it. And that's what's made it great.
Before lifting the moratorium on building heights, council members want to identify if there are times when there might be a community benefit to extend the height limit. And that's important to Ruth Wright. In her 80s now, Wright led the effort in 1971 that resulted in Boulder's original height limitation ordinance.
The buildings that are being built now are so ugly, and they're border to border. And this, for the last several decades, we've been going up 55 feet, and nobody's complained because they fit into their environment. They're attractive with their neighbors, but the ones that are being built now are no longer attractive. They're boxy. They go from sidewalk to sidewalk. There's no setback. People come and say, what is happening in Boulder? And so I'm hoping that there's a discussion that's going to take place in the next 15 months. It's also going to look at what is being built. Nobody's going to go above 55 feet. But the buildings that are being built now, the latest ones, are so god-awful. That's why people are upset.
The height limitation issue will be back before City Council in July 2018. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.